If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you very much for checking out the pod. We appreciate the support. Thanks to Remy Martin, Team Up with Excellence. We love our continued sponsorship with Remy Martin, and we're going to be continuing to do cool things. If you haven't checked out Remy, you just should. It's just great. Looking for something to relax after a long day? Pour yourself a Remy. Step it up. Team up with excellence. I just want to talk a little bit about the postseason. I know that the next couple days of the radio show are going to be spent with us talking about that ridiculous Bears game, as it should be. You know, that game should be talked about for a long time. There's so many different elements to it that are worth discussing at length and with our guest. But I don't know what it was, but this postseason really got me. Maybe it's because the Cubs were in it, so it gave me more incentive to stay engaged because we're watching what's happening in the other games. We're trying to figure out game times and show times because the Cubs have to play. Like since I've been at the Score, my life has never been as disrupted by a schedule as it has been by the Cubs in the postseason. Now, it's going to ultimately turn out really well for the Spiegel and Holmes show. It'll be a part. Our numbers are pretty good anyway, but I've looked at some of the numbers on the individual Cubs games, and they are out of this world, which is great for us because we'll end up getting a bonus partly because of the Cubs and the games that they played during our time slot. But paying attention and staying up and being like, oh, I'm going to watch the Reds-Dodgers because that has an impact on when the Cubs and Padres play, and then following the whole thing, I just loved this postseason. I loved it. I felt like we were treated in a lot of ways. And granted, the NLCS was not fun for the Brewers after they celebrated the L flag. Like, that's pretty funny, honestly. Because didn't the Cubs end up with more? Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. The Cubs ended up with more wins than them in the playoffs. But whatever. Like, that's just kind of tribal stuff. But it was fun and funny. And Pat Murphy is a trip and all of that. But it was just, I felt an engagement with it that I don't feel like I've felt in a while. I thought Major League Baseball itself did a really good job with the postseason. The games were unbelievable. Like, the ALCS was a classic. The Seattle-Detroit series was a classic. The Cleveland-Detroit series was amazing. Boston and New York. Like, it was, there were a couple series that were surprisingly not good. And that's because of the Dodgers, them sweeping the Reds, them disposing of the Phillies, and then them sweeping the Brewers. And then we get there. We get to the World Series. And I thought that the Dodgers would win in five. I thought it would be easy peasy and they would win at home in game five. And here they were being challenged by the Blue Jays. That Blue Jays team was just so resilient and good and fun. And I had said to Speaks, because I found myself after they won the ALCS, and I don't know who I was rooting for. I think I was just kind of rooting for good baseball. I found myself like in tears watching Vladdy celebrate making it to the World Series. Because you're talking about a guy where it means a little bit more to him because of his nationality, being born in Canada, and his dad never getting the opportunity on those really great Expos teams. And it bothers me too. Like it got to me because 94, it should have been White Sox and Expos. And I know Yankees fans will try to be like, no, we were going to be the team. Whatever. It should have been White Sox and Expos in 1994. And so seeing him get emotional, I got emotional. Seeing all the things that happened inside of this postseason for Toronto and watching George Springer barely being able to walk and going out there and performing the way that he did in this series, watching the type of center field that Varsho plays, watching Bo Bichette, another guy who could barely walk, and it ended up costing the Blue Jays, like those guys not being 100%. It ended up costing them because there were plays that healthy players may have scored on and those guys couldn't. But seeing Bieber on the mound and Gausman on the mound, and Gausman had keep running into Yamamoto, and it was just great. I thought that it was really well. Even some of the preliminary stuff, Voices of Fire doing Oh Canada. I don't think Pharrell has ever been to a baseball game until the one where he was directing Voices of Fire to sing Oh Canada. And I know that there was political backdrop to this too. Like I dealt with this in my own life where I have friends that were rooting for Toronto because it wasn't an American team. And I was trying to explain, well, this isn't World Baseball Classic where you could get your jingoism on or your anti-jingoism on. This is the World Series. And if you look at the Dodgers and you look at their best players, you have a dude from Japan. You have a Canadian dude with dual citizenship who loves Atlanta. A black dude from Memphis. A Dominican brother. I saw someone mention it on Reels, and I'm like, yeah, both teams are what's great about or what can be great about America. I was rooting for the Dodgers for a lot of reasons. One, Mookie Betts is my favorite player, and I love seeing someone who is essentially my size. Like Mookie Betts and I are physical comps for each other. And knowing that dude can dunk a basketball, roll a 900 series, at 33 years old, make the choice to go play shortstop and do it so well that he ended up as a Gold Glove finalist. I didn't even check to see if he won. Shout out to Ian Happ and Nico Horner and Pete Crow Armstrong because they did win Golden Gloves this year. And they were very deserving of winning those Gold Gloves. But the fact that Mookie Betts played it at that level and he was selfless, and there's this, he struggled in the World Series at the plate, although he came up with the hits that you needed in Game 6. But there's this moment where he's talking with the Fox crew and he's basically like, man, I feel like I'm letting everyone down here. I feel like I'm not doing my job. And Derek Jeter is like, hold on. You are playing really good shortstop. And playing really good shortstop allows you to help your team in all sorts of ways. And on top of it, look at what you did at the plate. Seeing the joy on his face as they record that double play, that 6-3 double play, and the relief, because we're talking about a player who's done it all and now has four rings. He got more rings than anybody that's playing right now. And seeing that, seeing Yamamoto just shove and being willing to be like, yeah, I went out there and threw 90 pitches in game six. Give me the ball back. I'll go out there and finish this game off and be the World Series MVP. Couldn't be more deserving, man. With what he did and how confident he was when that guy was on the mound, if you're a Dodger fan, you're like, hey, we have more than a shot. And this is in a game where Ohtani didn't have his best stuff. Well, I take that back. He had great stuff. He didn't have good command. And they hit him. They got to him. But when you look at the Dodgers and you look at that lineup and all those guys that can change the game for them, Ohtani and Freeman and Will Smith and Betts and Muncy and Teoscar Hernandez, who also didn't have a great World Series, but was great in the postseason. Even guys like Tommy Edman played a role. And then how about the move of Dave Roberts to put Paez out in center field? And he goes and runs down his teammate. And how can you not love Enrique Hernandez? Like they have, for a team that is considered to be the bane of everyone's baseball existence. Oh, I don't like the Dodgers because they spend all the money. And I'll get back to that part. For a team that is hated because of their success, there seem to be an awful lot of guys on that team that you can root for. A ton. And I love that they kind of went into it with the whole, we'll be the bad guys if that's what you need. And it just, like, after game three, you know, I did the podcast about that 18-inning game and how enjoyable it was and how, even if you didn't stay up, like, you were so interested on how that game finished and how long it went. And then we get gifted. I get emotional about baseball because it's my first love as a sport. Like, it truly is. And I think about a lot of this stuff, especially now as I'm older, like romantically, the idea of you have exhausted all of your games on your home schedule. The Dodgers did that. And so when they leave after game five and they're down in the series, it's like, oh man, you know, what's going to happen? But you've played all your games and you've said goodbye to your team. There's nothing else to do in that place other than have a celebration. When you're the home team, like Toronto, and you exhaust all the games that are on your schedule, and we as a fan base end up with a game seven, and it was like baseball didn't want to let us go. And baseball was like, here's a couple more innings. This series is too great for it to end right now. So we're going to extend this thing and let it play out. And then you get an unlikely hero. You get a Miguel Rojas home run. And now you're like, well, it's on. It is on right now. And seeing it play out and seeing the opportunities that the Blue Jays had in the 10th. And then we get to the 11th and there's Will Smith coming up with a big old homer. But still, the Blue Jays didn't just wilt. They were there. They had an opportunity. And the guy that had been incredible in the series starts them off, Vladimir Guerrero. And the guy that had been awesome all postseason long in Alejandro Kirk is sitting there with an opportunity to win the game. But baseball gonna baseball. Broken bat double play and it ends the World Series. we were getting ready to fall back, right, with the time change. And it's always interesting to see how people try and deal with it. Baseball walked me up to my actual bedtime. It walked me up to 11:45. My bedtime's 10:45, but you know, like you move back. So it was just fitting and beautiful and awesome. And seeing those guys up there and also seeing the hurt and seeing the hurt all the way through the postseason, that hurt, the hurt on the Cubs' face when they couldn't get it done in Milwaukee, seeing the hurt on the Brewers' face and the bewilderment on their faces. They're like, wait, what just happened? We're like not in this at all. It's four games later and we're done. The Phillies seeing the hurt on their face. The Yankees seeing the hurt on their face. The poor Mariners, who thought for sure they were going to the World Series this time. And seeing the hurt on those faces that in a perfect world drives you to then go get it the next time. It's the thing that will drive you. It's the thing that I'm sure Nico Horner, after he travels around the world, it'll drive him. That, yeah, he had his best year, but the Cubs didn't do enough, and he can be better. Like that type of stuff. Even a guy like Shohei Ohtani, now they won, but I'm sure that the thing that will get him is like, man, I could have won the series for us, and I wasn't good in game seven on the mound. It's just a great game, man. It's just a beautiful game. And I'm so looking forward to free agency and who lands where and who thinks they need what. And who knows, next season might be our last season for a little while. We might have to wait for baseball if there's a work stoppage. I'm curious if the White Sox will actually like grow up and spend some money, because there's a couple of young, good players on your roster. You need to get better. And that's why like the Dodgers thing doesn't bother me. It shouldn't bother you either. They're taking the most revenue and putting it into payroll. If you're sitting there going, I can't believe they paid Shohei Ohtani $700 million, or they're planning to, and deferred money. The Dodgers, I saw a projection that the Dodgers have already made that money back. Think about that. That as good as Ohtani is, they've already made that $700 million back. And they keep putting it into baseball operations. And what I want is for other teams to do the same. Don't ask for a salary cap. Ask for a salary floor. Because there's a lot of owners, like the owners of the Pirates, like they're just taking money. They have maybe the best pitcher in the game in Skeens. And would any of us be shocked if he gets traded in the next 2 years? No. And you're going to hear, like, they'll start the smear campaign on him. Why should we give him a long-term extension? He's a pitcher, and we can't trust his elbow and his shoulder and blah, 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 blah. It's a team like that's straight stealing. They're not even trying to be better. They're just taking the television money and people going through the gate, and they're not reinvesting it into the team. So, yeah, I was rooting for big business, and I was rooting for the Dodgers. They have a bunch of likable superstars on their team, and their front office takes the money that they make, and they put it back on the field. The whole thing was just wonderful. Like, as a sports fan, and not having my team in it makes it easier. It's not as stressful. it's okay. It's easier for me to see the mosaic of baseball play out. And man, did I love it, man. I hope that you loved it too. I hope that if you didn't make it through the 18 innings, and I'm not going to blame you for that, I hope that you made it through the 11. I hope that you saw that. And then on top of it, shout out to Nike. And I would love to know if they had done the reverse. Nike ran an ad after the game with Kendrick Lamar, and they did it like a credit scene. Like the season had credits. And it was really awesome. And I wonder if they did the same thing with the Blue Jays and had Drake with the Blue Jays. But it was brilliant. Sometimes baseball gets it right in spite of itself. Sometimes it gets it right. And I just wanted to celebrate that and share it with you. And I hope that you celebrated baseball. It deserves a standing ovation. The postseason in the World Series, the ALCS in the World Series is enough to, it should be able to fill and warm your cold, dead baseball heart. I appreciate you listening. Thanks to Remy Martin for all of their love and support. It's appreciated. I will talk to you next time. Peace.